GM of the Edmonton Eskimos, Ed Hervey, joins me live at On the Rocks, Jasper Avenue, 118th. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing well. Give me your thoughts. You're an offensive line coach. You guys just announced him, Chris Jones. The guy's got 15 years coaching experience, coaching the CFL, won great cups, won championships, developed some young guys in college at Wake Forest, and also a former teammate of yours at USC. So I'm guessing you know his personality quite well.
I do. And you know, just so those out there trying to understand or trying to pronounce his last name, it's Heimbach.
Heimbach.
Yeah, Jonathan Heimbach. Yeah, he and I were teammates at Southern Cal. We were the same recruiting class that came in there, and you know, I've known him for a long time. But this, you know, this hire was again was a hire by the head coach, and I with my blessing, you know, we kind of knew each other. We talked about it, and there's no question that he is the right fit for this group. I mean, he has experience over 15 years, as you mentioned. He's been a teacher. He's coached at the high school level. He understands young players. He's very patient. And in our mission to develop our own young offensive linemen, especially of the non-import through the draft, you have to have someone that understands how to take a player and build them up, not only physically, but build them up mentally and have them understand the game. And there is no question that Heimbach has those qualities and capabilities.
Recently, you've let go a few veterans, T.J. Hill and Alexander, two guys gone. And I don't know, you probably can't comment on this, but I've said for a while, I look at Chris Jones' defense, and I wonder if Chris Thompson maybe doesn't fit in due to that. But Jones obviously talks to you about this. When a player's released, is that the GM, or is that more Chris Jones coming in and saying, hey, this is my plan, these are the type of guys I want on my defense, and I don't think these guys fit? How does that dynamic work?
Well, we talked about the entire roster as a whole prior to the hiring, and I wanted to know what his vision was and thoughts on the roster leading into the hiring process. But also, we, to be fair to all the players on the roster, we have to take a look at them, re-watch the film, and do our due process with that. Yeah, I do have an idea and knew going into it who fits what he's doing defensively especially. And, you know, we've had our eyes on those guys to make sure that, you know, anyone that did not fit, we had an opportunity to not only look at their skill set, see if they fit somewhere else in there, and if they did not fit, clearly, you know, we've made the decision to move on from those guys. And it's a continuous evaluation of the roster. And, I mean, you know, half the day I spend watching film on our roster, and we're making sure that as we get through the evaluation process, we inform the players as to their future with this ball club, whether it's going to be a position change or whether we're going to move in another direction.
Eskimos GM Ed Hervey joins us. A lot of fans wondering, okay, we've got J.C. Sheridan, Rennie Curran, both played middle linebacker, but both the outside linebackers from last year, Damaso Munoz, went to the NFL with the Buccaneers, and T.J. Hill's released. So right now, who are the main guys that are going to compete for the Will and the Sam linebacking position?
Well, I mean, my guess is that, you know, we're going to see, I mean, J.C.'s a very versatile player, so it wouldn't surprise me if you see, you know, J.C. getting some, you know, some run, not only at the MAC, but at the Will, and moving around and seeing what Rennie can do. I mean, we feel very confident in some of the players that we've signed as well, are guys that can come in and fill that void. You know, we've talked about it over the last few seasons that the Will linebacker position is a position that we feel that we can find, and we've done a pretty good job at that. So I'm looking forward to the competition that comes in the camp, and the position isn't really slotted for any one player. I think when they get here, we get a chance to see them compete, and I think training camp will determine who ends up getting that position.
Explain to our audience what you're looking for and the difference in a Sam linebacker to a Will linebacker.
Well, the Will linebacker is, you know, is a weak side linebacker. Pretty much, you know, he's going to stay in the box. He's an active player, very athletic. You want him attacking the ball. He stays in the box. Primarily, when the box, you know, he can go in and make tackles. Sometimes he can cover running backs. But again, you want him to be physical. You know, have the ability to run, cover sideline to sideline. He's probably one of your most athletic linebacker in the sense that he has the ability to come in and take on linemen if need be, but also be able to, you know, cover in space and you know, be versatile on special teams. Your Sam linebacker is very similar, but he has to have the ability to cover wide receivers when the team goes five wide receivers. He's going to be asked to do some things to covering running backs at times, and sometimes it'll be wide receivers, and has to have the ability to run, but also have the ability to stay in the box and play as a true linebacker and make plays. So one's a cover guy and one's more of an active athlete who stays in the box and assists the linebacker in the play in the box.
Listening to that description, then I think of Sam and I think of Eric Samuels as a guy who came in last year, I thought played very well for you guys. Physical if he has to step up on the run, and also a cover guy?
Eric Samuels definitely has those abilities. He was brought in because of his versatility. We have to see what he's capable of doing in that particular position, because that position at times has to make calls and checks. And I'm, not knowing how Chris does his defense, but that position is going to be very vital, because, again, when a team goes three wides on one side and two on the other, and they extend the Sam backer, you have to have that ability. And I think, Samuels has shown the ability to be able to cover from the corner. He's also shown sometimes that he's been able to play the half. He's played some free safety for us. So his versatility and his experience from last year will assist him in his quest to earn a starting job on this football team.
GM Ed Herbie joined us. Who do you see as the replacement for safety?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, because that's, there could be a change, whether it be an import or non-import. We have some flexibility on our roster, but we do, we felt there needed to be a change at that position for, many reasons. You got to be a great tackler back there. You got to have the ability to cover. And if Coach Jones decides to bring pressure, the free safety has to be able to cover as well. And, that position, whomever that is going to have those abilities, but also be able to come up and, have people fear going back there, have the ability to tackle, but more importantly, have the ability to cover, which will allow the kind of pressure that Coach and his staff like to pursue.
Your team now, are Eskimo fans going to see any other big moves between now and training camp, or are you pretty comfortable with what you've got?
No, I don't know about the moves heading into the future. We're still evaluating the roster. Big moves, small moves. I think what Eskimo fans will understand and get a feel for is that every move that we're making is to improve the roster. And whether it's a familiar name that's moving or a couple of guys that are seen as unknowns, so to speak, the objective is to put the best training camp roster we can together, in order to put the best roster heading into the regular season together. As we look at it, continue our evaluations of the roster, I would imagine that there will be continuous change throughout, but every move that we make is just, it's about solid football decisions to improve this football team. And, we're not eyeing people because of what their salaries are or anything like that. We're not in any type of cap trouble or that. We're making adjustments to improve the roster as a whole.
You've made a lot of changes, Ed, and you've talked about this before, kind of off the field, within your staff as far as scouts. Mm-hmm. Can you update us? How many scouts do you have now compared to the last few years?
Well, we've added a few more, and I'm going to make that announcement in the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
Here, so right before we go into into our AGM. We're just finalizing a few contractual stuff, but we have definitely have more scouts than we had last year, and we're covering more areas than we've had in recent years, which I'm very happy about and confident in moving forward, knowing that we're going to gain more. We have other guys that are we're interviewing and talking to, and the long-term vision is to be able to have guys to covering all of North America, in whether it be some full-time roles or part-time contracted roles. But I want to have access to players that we can get right now. And we have to beat the other teams to those players, and we have to see those players. And in recent years, we have been beaten to the punch, so to speak. And when you're beaten to the punch, you end up facing those guys versus playing with those guys. So that's the main objective as we talk about the improvement of the scouting department. And it's been a positive challenge for me, but I'm very confident that as I continue to build the scouting department, it will be one that will provide us with the kind of players that we look for, the kind of players that can help us win, and we'll be able to replace players, whether it be due to injuries or even bigger than that, when guys decide to test free agency, we have the depth that we need to replace those players, and they'll be in-house.
Ed, always good to catch up with you. I appreciate your time. I know you guys are having a nice little relaxation Friday with your staff here at On the Rock, so enjoy that. We'll talk to you likely before the draft, for sure.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.